verses 19 to 20. Verse 19. After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it. Pastor Andy?
Let us come to the Lord together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we don't deserve your Son Jesus Christ. We certainly don't deserve your Holy Spirit. And yet, for your reasons, Lord, of your great love, you show to us how valuable human life is. You show how valuable our life is, that you would give your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, to take on our wickedness, to take on our rebelliousness, to take on our sins. And not only that, but you defeat sin, you defeat death, you defeat Satan in your resurrection, and now your glorious exaltation. Lord God, help us to always hold on to this, Lord, in our life. When we're down and we feel like we are worthless, remind us, Lord, that we are precious and valuable because your Son paid for it all for us. When we're proud and when we're stubborn, remind us, Lord, that it is those things that put Christ on the cross. Humble us. Lord God, we need you, O Lord. Even when we don't have you in our hearts and in our minds, we know because your word says that we need you as our Savior. So help us today to see how wonderful and how precious your gift of salvation is, and help us to see how our life fits into your glorious plan of salvation. Father, we pray, O God, for your servants. We lift up to you Janice, and we lift up to you Sabrina, who are missionaries in Cambodia. Lord God, they need your presence evermore. They need your Spirit, O Lord, to lift them up, to continue holding them close and giving them the strength that they need, Lord. When people reject the gospel, when they look around and they see how wickedness has taken over the city, how people have given their lives to debauchery and wickedness, Father, I pray that you would give your servants the continued perseverance and boldness to proclaim Jesus Christ, which is the power of God to salvation. We pray that you will empower the churches as well with your Spirit, that the churches there, just as the church here, may never ever lose the gospel of Jesus Christ in all that they do. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So it is a great honor this morning to introduce Janice. She is here. Traveling to different churches, updating what's going on with her ministry and raising support. And it is a great privilege that she can now, you know, share her experience and share God's word to all of us. And I know that some of us have a heart to do missions. You know, some of us have a desire to travel, whether it's short term or long term. And this is great, you know, and maybe some of you don't even know yet, but you know, God might be calling you to be a missionary as well, and that's a wonderful thing. It's scary, as Janice can probably testify, but it is a wonderful thing to be commissioned and sent out by God to spread the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. So why don't we give Janice a big round of applause?
各位嘅教牧同工弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to everyone.
首先我是代表柬埔寨金邊恩典堂的眾弟兄姊妹和宣教士向大家在主裏面問安。
I greet you with representing all the brothers and sisters in Phnom Penh Grace Church in Cambodia.
好多謝你們在過往的日子不斷地為我們的禱告，為柬埔寨事工的禱告。
We thank you for your prayers and support for the Cambodia churches. How much time do we have?Half an hour.
Okay. 感謝主，今日我能夠喺呢一度同大家一齊去見證同埋分享神嘅話語。
Thank you for having me today to share the word of God with you today.
其實每一次我翻到你哋當中，我都好興奮。
Every time I come back to you, I feel very excited.
一方面我係喺呢一度向大家去匯報喺柬埔寨嘅工作。
For one, I'm reporting what our ministries are in Cambodia.
一方面我係回到你哋當中嘅時候，去享受喺主裏邊嘅同心同埋喺靈裏邊嘅合一。
The other thing is I enjoy the presence, the unity together with you guys.
今日我同大家分享嘅题目系宣教路上与主同行。
Today the topic that I want to share with you is walk with God in the path of mission。
都认为宣教士系好孤单嘅。
A lot of time we think that missionaries are lonely。
啊，冇错，宣教士确实有时都几孤单。
Well, actually they are pretty lonely sometimes。
但系其实喺环境上虽然系孤单，但系我哋知道，我哋每一日系有主同工，有与主同行嘅时候，我哋心里边就有平安喜乐。
Yes, we are lonely sometimes, but when we know that。God is with us. We know that we have the joy and the with working with God.
So we 求先去读到马可福音十六章十九到二十节。
So when we read Mark chapter 16 verses 19 to 20.
呢个系主耶稣佢讲完呢番嘅说话，佢就接到天上，然后门徒就出去到处宣传福音，主同佢哋同工，用神迹随住佢哋。
So after the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere.
所以我哋第一方面睇系主嘅话语同埋主嘅工作。
So the first thing we want to talk about is the words of God and the work of God.
我哋知道神嘅话语系俾我哋去明白。
We know that the word of God is for us to understand.
我哋明白啦，我哋先可以去执行。
Only after we understand, we can follow.
去喺生命里边嚟到去活出嚟。
To live in our lives.
咁我今日我哋即系知道喺呢个嘅世界里边，存在住好多样嘢，五花八门嘅嘢都有。
So we know that in our world, there are lots of things in us.
咁我哋对神嘅话语明白系有几多咧
？So how much do we understand God's words？
主耶稣喺工作嘅时候，佢亦都系有一班嘅门徒跟住佢。
When Jesus works, there are a few disciples following him.
好多时候，主耶稣讲一番话，问佢啲学生：你哋明白未啊
？So after Jesus says something, he always asks the disciples, "Do you understand？"
好似今日你哋嘅牧师讲完道或者教导完之后，问你哋：你哋明白未啊
？So after the pastor preached the sermon and he asks you, "Do you understand？"
我哋知道通常嗰個嘅回答就係 ，yeah， 我哋明白啦。
So most of the time we said yeah we understand。
但係咪真係明白咧
？But do we really understand？
其實唔係一定明白嘅。
Not really。
只不過係已經習慣咗我哋明白啦。
Only habitually we say we understand。
好似主耶穌佢問嗰啲嘅門徒喺馬太福音十一章五十一節。
So when Jesus asked his disciples in Matthew chapter 11。
佢話呢我讲嘅呢一切嘅话，你哋都明白啦未啊
？Do you understand the words that I said？
嗰啲门徒话：我哋明白啦。
The disciples said, "Yeah, we understand."
但系我哋知道到马太福音十六章二十一到二十三节嘅时候
，So then we went to Matthew chapters
十六章
16:21-23。
主耶稣佢同佢啲门徒讲：我将要被交喺文士、祭司长同埋长老嘅手里边被杀。第三日復活的時候
So when Jesus said that he is going to be taken up by the Pharisees and be killed.
咁其中我啲嘅門徒有一個就好衝動嘅門徒，佢話：主耶穌，你千祈唔好咁樣做啊
！So some of the disciples, especially the one who is very anxious, they said, "You can't do this, Jesus."
彼得呢個就係彼得。
This is Peter.
我哋問就話彼得到底佢明唔明白耶穌講緊嘅咩嘢咧
？Did Peter really understand what Jesus was talking about？
喺呢度我哋睇到彼得一啲都唔明白。
We see that Peter really doesn't understand。
如果彼得明白嘅話，佢就 就唔会拉耶稣嘅后腿。
If Peter understood, he wouldn't have.
佢唔会拦咗耶稣上十字架。
He wouldn't have blocked Jesus to go to the cross.
彼得都唔明白嘅。
So we see that Peter doesn't understand.
亲爱弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
喺我哋今日嘅日子里边。
In today.
好多嘢都喺度变。
A lot of things are changing.
啊，我有啲嘢我哋都未曾搞掂啦，已经又变啦。
Some things we don't really understand is changed already.
啊，好似电脑啦，好似手机啦。
Like computers, smartphones.
啊。我哋用好多嘅时间嚟到去研究呢啲嘅嘢。
We spend a lot of time working on this。
但系我哋有几多嘅时间嚟到研读神嘅话语咧
？How much time do we spend on reading the God's word？
我哋好多时就系话，电脑就系成为我嘅同工。
So a lot of time we say computers is our co-worker。
电视就系我嘅亲人。
The television is our relative。
我又喊，佢笑我又笑。
When they cry, we cry. When they laugh, we laugh.
手提电话就系我嘅朋友。
And cell phones are our friends.
有咩时候有咩事情咧，我就攞佢嘅电话就一倾就系倾几个钟头。
So whatever happens, we just pick up our phone and make a couple of hours.
我哋而家相信好多样嘢。
So a lot of things we believe today.
吓，我哋相信 Facebook.
We believe in Facebook.
吓，我哋用好多时间嚟到去上 Facebook.
We spend a lot of time on Facebook.
但系我哋有几多时间嚟到与主？面对面。
But how much time do we spend facing God?
所以嚟讲，今日呢个嘅世代。
So in today's time.
俾我哋好大嘅提醒。
A lot of reminders for us.
如果我哋话要去宣教。
If we need, we say we are going to mission.
其实宣教系俾每一个嘅弟兄姊妹嘅使命。
Actually, missions is a mission for everyone. But one thing important.
我哋首先要明白神嘅话语。
We have to first understand God's words.
喺柬埔寨系一个属灵征战好激烈嘅地方。
In Cambodia is a very spiritual warfare.
你眯埋只眼，你可以感觉到属灵征战。
You close your eyes, you can feel the spiritual warfare.Why?
因为系隔篱就系嗰啲嘅一贯道。
Because in our church next door is another religion.
吓，当我哋眯埋只眼嘅时候，会听到佢哋嘅好大声嘅嗰啲嘅念嘅佛经。
When we close our eyes, we can hear the reciting of their text.
你擘大只眼，你都知道嗰个属灵真正睇见。
When you open your eyes, you can see the war.
吓，因为喺教会嘅对面嗰间屋，吓嗰个嘅门口就养住喺个笼，嗰个笼里边放住嘅嘢就喺度养小鬼嘅。
So the house next door has a cage, and we see that one is for actually keeping a ghost.
当我哋行出门口嘅时候，你亦都睇到嗰个属灵征战。
When you go out the door, you can see the spiritual warfare.
因为行过两步就系呢个嘅回教庙。
Because next two buildings later is an Islam Muslim.
所以我哋睇到，即系我哋喺柬埔寨侍奉，系喺一个好激烈嘅属灵征战。
So in Cambodia, we serve in a spiritual warfare.
但系我哋唔怕。
But we're not afraid.
我哋点解唔怕
？Why are we not afraid？
系因为有神嘅话语。
Because God's word.
神已经讲俾我哋听。
God has spoken to us.
喺我哋里边嘅比喺出边嘅更大。
What's in us is greater than what's outside.
我哋唔需要同佢哋斗大。
We don't need to be bigger.
我哋信嘅神已经讲俾我哋听，圣灵讲俾我听，我哋嘅神系掌管天上地上万有嘅呢一位嘅主宰。
God has told us that He has authority over the heaven and the earth.
咁其实喺柬埔寨有好多嘅事情嘅发生嘅时候。
So in Cambodia, when lots of things happen,
有啲人真系惊咗噶。
Some people are afraid.
我亦都听到有啲嘅牧师。
I heard some of the pastors say.
去到柬埔寨之后。
When they go to Cambodia,
佢讲。
They said.
佢话呢个鬼地方。
This is a ghost place.
我以后都再唔会嚟呢个地方啦。
I will never come back.
啊，冇错，呢个系个鬼地方。
Yes, this is not a good place.
因为佢系一个佛教嘅国家。
Because it's a Buddhist country.
拜嘅就系偶像。
They worship idols.
但系。
But.
神嘅福音嚟到啦。
Gospel coming.
就系要将人从黑暗里边牵出嚟，带入到光明嘅国度。
It's to lead the people out to the light.
亲爱弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今日呢个世界有好多虚假嘅嘢。
There are lots of fake things today.
但我哋知道，
but we know,
唯有福音能够改变我哋嘅生命。
The gospel is to change our lives.
唯有福音能够去将我解决我哋罪嘅问题。
Only the gospel can keep us from sins.
所以我哋今日相信嘅系乜嘢咧？
So what do we believe today?
吓，我哋相信嘅系知识，相信嘅系科技，定还是系相信神嘅话语？
Do we believe in knowledge, in technology, or the words of God?
吓，第二个我哋去。思想嘅就系话主嘅门徒同主嘅使命。
The second thing we want to talk about is God's disciples and His work.
我哋睇到门徒出去做乜嘢
？When the disciples go out, what do they do?
门徒出去唔系去 shopping.
They don't go shopping.
唔系去享受。
They don't go enjoying.
唔系去旅游。
They're not traveling.
佢系到处宣传福音。
They're spreading the gospel.
咁我哋睇到福音嘅核心。就系高举耶稣基督。
So the core of the gospel is to lift up Jesus Christ.
所以我哋睇到喺呢个嘅环境里边，庄稼已经熟啦。
So when we see that the harvest is ready.
喺圣经里边，我哋都对呢句嘅经文已经唔陌生。
We're not strange to this verse.
就 但係莊稼已經熟啦，可以收割啦。
The harvest is ready. It's ready to be harvested.
可以收割嘅意思就係話神已經預備好人嘅心，只要我哋出去傳福音，神就會使用我哋將人帶到佢救恩嘅國度裡。
Because God has prepared the hearts of the people, so we only have to go out and bring them to the kingdom of God.
好感謝主喺柬埔寨呢一個嘅地方。
We thank God for Cambodia.
雖然佢係一個好黑暗嘅地方。
Although it's a dark place.
好邪惡嘅國家。
It's a very evil country.
好貧窮。
Very poor.
嗰度嘅工人一個月嘅工資係美金大概係$65到。
The monthly salary is about $65 US.
係一個月嘅人工。
One month's wage.
所以佢哋嘅生活係好簡單。
So their lives are simple.
啊，佢哋亦都好多人係冇書讀。
So a lot of people can't go to school.
但我哋而家睇到。
But we see that
喺柬埔寨傳福音係天時地利人和。
When we spread the gospel in Cambodia, it's the right timing, right place, and right people.
嚇，因為點解啊
？Why？
因為柬埔寨佢而家係對基督教係完全嘅開放。
Because Cambodia is open to Christianity.
啊，可以係掛教會嘅招牌。
We can post signs on the church.
可以開福音佈道會。
We can have evangelistic meeting. We can have gospel.
可以個人佈道。
We can do personal evangelism.
係啦，呢樣嘢係鄰近嘅國家，越南啊、緬甸啊、老撾啊，都做唔到嘅。
So neighbor countries they don't have that, like Vietnam, Thailand or Laos.
但係柬埔寨喺柬埔寨呢個嘅地方，神就為为佢嘅福音系打开咗呢个大有功效嘅大门。
But in Cambodia, God has opened the door to the gospel.
仲有就系地理。
And geographically.
系因为柬埔寨而家系要有好多嘅建设。
Cambodia needs to be rebuilt.
无论系喺经济上、教育上、文化同埋政治上，都有好多嘅重建。
Whether financially, culturally, educationally, they need to be rebuilt.
所以喺呢个嘅重建嘅过程里边，亦都系製造咗好多嘅工作嘅機會。
So in the rebuilding process, we have lots of job opportunities.
咁好多人藉著呢個嘅工作，佢哋有機會嘅嚟到去到城市，或者有機會嘅嚟到去接觸到呢一個嘅福音。
So many people have the opportunity to come to the cities and to hear the gospel.
我哋亦都睇到就係人和。
And we see the people side.
嚇，點解係人和咧？就係之前我去十二年前，我記得我去柬埔寨嘅時候咧，嗰度嘅人對福音係好抗拒嘅。
When I went to Cambodia 12 years ago, the people there were rejecting the gospel.
啊，我記得我喺學校派單張。
I remember that when I go to school to distribute gospel tracts.
係，我係等佢哋放學嘅時候，我企喺門口嚟到去派嗰啲嘅單張。
I was waiting for them to go out of school and to give them the tracts.
但係嗰啲嘅學生一見到我之後咧，一見我手上攞住個單張，佢哋就走㗎啦。
When the students saw me holding the tracts on my hand, they went away.
嗰陣時令到我好尷尬，我都唔知追定唔追。
And I was very embarrassed. I don't know whether to chase them or not.
嚇，好無奈。
It was I don't know what to do.
但係而家我哋好感謝主，好多嘅學生，好多嘅年青人。佢哋喺教會，佢哋信咗耶穌。
But I thank God that a lot of students, teenagers, they came to church and believe in Jesus.
所以我哋知道福音係正如保羅喺哥林多前書九章二十三節嗰度所講嘅。
So it's like Paul when he speaks in 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
保羅話：凡我所作嘅都係福音嘅緣故，為要與人同得這福音嘅好處。
He said that in verse 23, I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings.
我哋有冇睇見出邊嗰啲嘅推銷員啊，產品推銷員？
So do we see those salespersons around us?
嚇，我相信就係話好多去到嗰啲嘅嗰啲嘅商場啊，我哋都會睇到嗰啲嘅嗰啲嘅產品嘅推銷員。
When we go to malls, we see a lot of salesmen selling their products.
嚇，特別係嗰啲嘅推銷啊，嗰啲化妝品嗰啲嘅人咧，更加厲害。
Especially the cosmetics and salespeople.
嚇，講俾你聽，用咗呢種化妝品啊，真靚過咧，就真係靚過神仙嘅。
They will sell you that using their cosmetic products, you'll be very beautiful.
呢個最好嘅化妝品。
This is the best cosmetic products.
嚇，但係弟兄姊妹，我哋有冇去知道我哋今日所得到嘅救恩，我哋得到嘅福音係世界上最好嘅，係上好嘅福分。
But do we know that the gospel is the best thing in the world?
如果當我哋去知道呢個係我哋所領受嘅上好福分嘅時候，我哋出外傳福音，我哋就唔會膽怯啦。
If we know that the gospel is the highest blessings that we have, then we won't be afraid when we go out to preach the gospel.
因為點解啊
？Why?
因為冇人去拒絕你所俾佢嘅好嘢。
Because no one will reject your good things.
所以在前一段时间在柬埔寨恩典教会里面有一个小小的事情发生。
So in, recently in Cambodia, in the Phnom Grace Church,
因为柬埔寨时常都有事情发生。
There's lots of things happening in the church.
现在我讲的这件是一个小小事情。
This is a small incident.
因为有两个警察他来到教会。
Two policemen came to the church.
教会他来做什么？他拿小费。
So what did they come for? They came for, to get money.
这个在落后的国家在柬埔寨是经常发生的事情。
So in developing countries like Cambodia, this is always happens.
但好感谢主，在恩典教会呢啲嘅情况呢唔係好多。
But thank God that in our church it didn't happen a lot.
因为点解通常我哋都唔会俾嘅。
Why? Because usually we don't give the money.
咁好啦，嗰日呢两个警察嚟到嘅时候，咁我哋嘅同工亦都冇俾钱佢。
So when those two policemen came that day, our co-worker didn't give them money.
但係当然啦，我相即係佢亦都係唔肯走啦。
Well, of course they won't go.
咁喺嗰个嘅时候呢，我哋嘅宣教士呢就同佢传福音。
So our missionaries were preaching the gospel to them.
你们想不想到竟然这两个警察就是信了耶稣。
So do you believe it? Those two policemen actually believed in Jesus.
他们本来是来教会拿钱的。
They came to the church to get money.
但是他得到的是一个的是从神而来的救恩。
But what they got is the salvation from God.
赞美主。
Praise God.
这个是比任何的金钱都重要。
It's more important than money.
在以弗所书二章十七节里面。
In Ephesians chapter 2,
在这里告诉我们，我们传福音是给远处的人，也给近处的人。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 17, He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near.
我们在传福音，我们在宣教的路上，是因为有主同行。
When we walk in the way of mission, we, because God is with us, walking with us.
所以我们的, 的福音的工作不单只是近处，也都是远处。
So the work of mission is not only near, but what is also far away.
弟兄姊妹有没有看到在这节的经文里面是先是远再是近。
In this verse it actually says that he came and preached peace to those who were far away and then to those who were near.
很多时候我们想的不是这样的。
Usually what we think about is not like this.
我们想的先是近再是远。
We usually go first near and then go far.
弟兄姊妹今天宣教士在跟你们说，你们先去想再想远，先去想远的再来想近。
But the missionary said today is to go to think about what, who, those who are far away and then come to those who are near. Why?
因为远的地方我们很多时候我们看不到。
Because those places are far away, we can't see them.
但是虽然我们看不到。
Although we can't see them.
但当我们为他们祷告的时候。
But when we prayed.
祷告就可以去到神的面前。
The prayer can reach God.
就成为宣教工场的一个帮助。
And it's a help to the missionary field.
所以其实我们传福音。
So when we spread the gospel.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
传福音的人。
Those who spread the gospel,
他的脚踪是何等佳美。
Their footsteps are so beautiful.
我很感谢主。
We thank God.
在我信了主之后。
After I believe in Jesus.
我领受了这个福音了。
I got this gospel.
在我未曾信主之前，我不知道福音是这么好的。
Before I believe in Jesus, I don't know that gospel is so good.
我不知道神是
这么好的。I didn't know that God is so good.
但是当我信了主之后。
But after I believe.
我知道神是又真又活。
I know that God is.
我知道神佢喺我嘅生命里边。
God is alive and.
佢每日与我同行。
He's walking with us every day.
所以当我被呢个嘅福音，我当被神嘅爱嚟到去激励嘅时候。
So when I am excited by God's love,
我可以喺车站里边同人传福音。
I can spread the gospel in the bus station.
喺飞机场，喺飞机嗰度，你都同人传福音。
In the airplane, I can tell them the gospel.
咁啊喺宣教工场就更加就系要传福音啦。
In the mission field, is of course is more important to spread the gospel.
今日有好多系拦咗我哋行出去嘅嘢。
Today a lot of things are blocking us to walk out.
我哋睇到门徒系行出去。
We see that the disciples walk out.
今日神可能都要叫我哋行出去。
Jesus asks us to go out as well.
我哋可能坐喺度坐得太耐啦。
We may be sitting here a long time.
或者我哋好舒服啦。
We're too comfortable.
或者我哋坐到冇咗我哋嘅目标啦。
We lost our goal.
或者冇到意象啦。
We can't see our vision.
唔知道要做乜嘢啦。
We don't know what to do.
或者甚至乎话嚟教会都好似一个嘅循例式嘅一个嘅活动啦。
And we come to church maybe it's based on habits only.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
如果是这样的话，我们要重新的去反省我今天同神的关系。
Then we need to reflect ourselves what our relationship with God is today.
我们是不是要走出去？
Do we need to go out?
我们要走出去看啊？
Do we need to go out and see?
我们要走出去，去领受，神所给我的大使命的时候，我又将这个使命来到去传出去。
To go out and see what the mission of God to us is, and to go out and spread the gospel.
我在宣教工场。
When I'm in the mission field,
我去柬埔寨的时候
when I went to Cambodia,
所有的家人都说我是神经病的。
All my family says that I'm crazy.
为什么好地地在 拿大唔喺加拿大而走到去柬埔寨。
Why don't I just stay in Canada? Why do I have to go to Cambodia?
但好感謝主。
But thank God.
我係屋企裏邊第一個信主。
I was the first one to believe in my family.
亦都係屋企裏邊第一個去宣教。
And I'm also the first one to go out for mission.
但係而家我屋企信主嘅人超過咗十個。
But my family, over 10 of my 10 people in my family are believers.
而家喺柬埔寨宣教嘅，除咗我之外，仲有我嘅細妹、妹夫、我嘅姐姐。仲有我嘅一個嘅侄仔。
And in Cambodia, together serving with me, I have my younger sister, my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, my older sister, and one of my nephews.
我今日冇好多時間同大家去講佢哋點解會去到柬埔寨。
I don't have time to tell you why they went to Cambodia.
我只係講就係話嚇，我嘅細妹啊，佢本來係得咗呢個嘅癌症嚇，做到呢個嘅手術。
I just want to tell you that my younger sister, she had a cancer and she had a surgery.
本来就以为系冇咩机会再去宣教噶啦。
She thought that she didn't have a chance to go out to mission again.
但系当佢睇到柬埔寨庄稼多、工人少嘅情况底下
，But when she saw that the harvest in Cambodia is ready and there's not much worker，
佢只系佢嗰个嘅电疗、化疗啱啱完成咗一个星期。
So one week after her radiation and chemotherapy，
然后佢就同佢嘅丈夫。踏上咗柬埔寨宣教之路。
She went to Cambodia with her husband.
我記得有一個嘅醫生同我講。
I remember once a doctor said to me.
嗰日去美國，佢就同我講。
When I
佢話你個妹妹嘅情況唔係一種好，佢嘅情況係比較嚴重，佢係唔適合去到柬埔寨呢個嘅地方。
She said that your sister's case is very serious, and she's not she should not go to Cambodia.
但我記得我當時嘅回答係。
The answer that I said was.
唔係我要佢去。
I didn't ask her to go.
亦都唔係佢要去。
And she didn't say she.
而係話我要清楚神嘅心意。
But we have to know that this is the will of God.
如果神要我哋去，我哋就去。
If God wants us to go, we go.
好感謝主，經過咗禱告，佢哋好清楚嘅係好清楚嘅係順服神嘅差遣去到柬埔寨宣教。
So after prayer, they submit to God's will and they went to Cambodia.
而家已經係佢嘅病到而家已經係過咗五年啦。
So it's after 5 years now.
好感謝主，佢哋而家仍然嘅嚇，我嘅細妹仍然嘅喺柬埔寨裏邊嚟到同我一齊同工。
And thank God that my sister is still with me together in Cambodia, working together with me.
仲有我嘅二家姐。
And I have my second oldest sister.
我呢個嘅二家姐，佢係有憂鬱症。
This sister has depression.
咁我哋都好擔心佢。
We worried about her.
我哋都唔知點樣幫助佢。
We don't know how to help her.
我就叫佢嚟柬埔寨。
So we asked her to come to Cambodia.
但係佢。曾經去過柬埔寨，佢好驚。
She went to Cambodia before, but she was afraid of there.
但係有一日
，But one day，
喺電話裏邊佢同我講。
On the telephone, she said，
佢話我要去柬埔寨。
I want to go to Cambodia。
我話你諗清楚啦。
I said，
我話你要祈禱。
I said， do you really think know about it and you need to pray？
佢話唔使祈禱啦。
She said， I don't need to pray。
佢話我已經好清楚啦。
I'm very clear。
因為我嘅生命係神俾我嘅。
Because my life is God。
原來喺呢個嘅喺原來喺呢個嘅之前，佢發生咗一件事。
It's because Recently, something happened to her.
佢去買嘢。
She went to buy something.
佢去過馬路。
When she crossed the street.
然後再買完嘢翻返屋企嘅時候。
So after when she on the way home.
佢亦都係過馬路。
Crossing the street.
但係佢好大意，佢冇佢只係睇咗右邊，佢冇睇左邊。
She just watched the right hand side. She didn't look at the left hand side.
但係當佢唔知道，其實左邊已經係有一部大嘅巴士已經係開緊過嚟嘅。
She didn't know that there's a big bus coming。
佢一啲都唔知道。
She didn't know at all。
佢就行落嗰個馬路。
And she stepped out of the street。
但係當佢去到馬路嘅時候，裏邊有一個感動，有一個催逼俾佢，就係話叫佢快啲衝過去。
And there's something on her heart saying that rush over to across the street。
喺嗰個時候係冇邏輯嘅。
It wasn't logical at that time。
但系佢就系凭着呢一个嘅催逼同埋感动，佢就冲咗个马路。
But because of this urge, she ran over the street.
当佢一过咗马路嘅时候
，So after she crossed the street,
嗰部嘅巴士就喺佢身边擦身而过。
The bus just skipped by.
佢成个人好似真系傻咗咁样。
She was stunned.
系吓到佢成个人都讲唔出嘢。
She can't talk at all.
即系如果唔系神嘅保守
，So if it was not for God,
佢已经唔存在呢个嘅世界。
She would not be existing today.
所以当佢過咗兩日之後，佢就俾電話我。
So 2 days later, she called me.
佢要去柬埔寨。
She said she wanted to come to Cambodia.
柬埔寨需要咩嘢人啊
Well, what do we, what kind of people do we need in Cambodia?
我哋就需要一個同柬埔寨嘅大學生，同柬埔寨嘅嘅童工煮飯嘅一個嘅工人。
We need a worker who can talk to the college student and to cook for them.
咁我家姐佢係好識煮飯嘅。
And my sister is a good cook.
啊，佢就去煮飯。
So she cooked there.
啊，所以感謝主，呢個都係神嘅恩典。
So this is God's grace.
所以當我哋去傳福音嘅時候
，So when we spread the gospel，
神佢會繼續嘅喺我哋嘅屋企裏邊嚟到去做佢奇妙嘅工作。
God will work out in our families。
第三點就係話，我哋睇到係主嘅大能與主嘅見證。
The third point is God's power and His witness。
我哋頭先讀嘅馬可福音十六章二十節嗰度講俾我哋聽。
Mark chapter 16:19-20。
佢話主和他們同工。用神迹随着他们证实所传的道。
It says, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it.
我们看到这里有三方面。
So there are three things here.
第一方面就是有主与他们同工。
The first one is Lord worked with them.
第二方面就是有神迹奇事跟着他们。
The second thing is there are signs that accompanied it.
第三方面就是说证实所传的道。
The third thing is, God confirmed His word.
所以有主的同工就是说主他一定会负完全的责任。
So if the Lord working with them is that the Lord is responsible for everything.
所以我们很清楚在传福音，我们在服侍主的过程里面。
We know that when we spread the gospel, when we work with God,
我们不是为了让人去开心。
It's not for people to be happy.
也不是为了让自己开心。
It's not for us to be happy either.
我现在发觉呢，现在的文化很肤浅。
So I've discovered that the culture today is very superficial.
就算是一时我们教会，在教会里面慢慢的就是说，哎呀，我们去，我们敬拜，我们要很开心啊。
So when we say that we worship, we want to be happy. We want to feel happy.
我们服侍啊，要很开心啊。
When we serve, we want to be happy.
当然啦，敬拜服侍我们都是开心的。
But of course, worshiping and serving are happy.
但是弟兄姊妹有没有想到？
But do we know?
有时我们去跟从主的时候，不是那么开心的。
Following Christ is not happy sometimes.
甚至乎是有时会有一些苦难是发生在我们的生命里面。
Even there may be sufferings.
但当我们有苦难发生的时候，我们不需要惧怕。
But when there are sufferings, we don't need to be afraid.
因为
为什么？ Why?
因为神是我们的保护。
Because God is our protection.
所以有主的同工，是他一定会负完全的责任。
So if the Lord working with us, He will be responsible for everything.
我不知道大家去年有没有去留意柬埔寨的新闻。
I don't know if you have noticed a news in Cambodia last year, in November.
是11月份是柬埔寨的送水节。送水節啦，係一個節日，
係
將嗰啲個水啊，將嗰啲水咧就送走。
Okay, so it's a festival of sending water away.
嚇，咁啊呢個係柬埔寨、泰國啊都有呢一個嘅節日嘅。
So this festival is also celebrated in Thailand and Cambodia.
咁喺呢個嘅節日裏邊咧，係好多嘅柬埔寨人咧，佢哋都從唔同嘅鄉下咧，就去到金邊咧，去到首都咧嚟到慶祝呢個嘅節日。
So in those days, people from the villages will all go to the capital in Phnom Penh to celebrate.
去睇呢個嘅茶龍，去賽龍舟啦。
To dragon boat race.
咁嗰日係送水節最後嘅一日啦。
And that day was the last day of the festival.
喺最後嘅一日嘅晚上。
In the night on the last
day. 好多人都會去到一個嘅鑽石島嗰度嚟到去玩啦，嚟到去買嘢。
So most people will go to an island to shop and to play.
咁嗰日我嘅妹同我家姐帶埋個侄仔，佢哋亦都係夜晚黑食咗飯之後都準備。已經出咗門口去嗰個嘅鑽石島嗰度嚟到去嚟到去睇一啲嘅節目。
So my sisters and my nephews we were all ready to go to the island to watch the celebrations.
但係好奇妙嘅，當佢哋出咗教會轉咗彎之後
，But miracle, very wonderfully, when they went outside the church and turned a corner.
忽然，我嘅妹妹喺佢嘅心裏邊有個嘅感動催逼佢。
And suddenly an urge is in the heart of my sister.
叫佢唔好去鑽石島，而係翻到去教會。
It says, don't go to the island, go back to church.
咁就喺咁短嘅時間裏邊，兩次嚟到感動佢，叫佢唔好去，叫佢唔好去，而係翻到教會。
This urge happened twice in a very short period of time.
咁我妹就順服咗啦。
So my sister submitted.
就同家姐同個侄仔講，我哋唔好去啦，翻教會啦。
And told my other sister and nephew to say not, we don't go, we go back to church.
好奇妙嘅，佢哋亦都冇反對。
And wonderful, they didn't oppose either. Even the child didn't oppose.
当翻到教会过咗两个钟头之后
，So when they went back to the church after 2 hours,
发生咗咩事啊
？What happened?
喺钻石岛嗰度，有一栋桥咧，系冇几长嘅啫。
In the island, there was a bridge. It's not a long bridge.
亦都唔 唔係好闊。
Not wide either.
但係喺半個鐘頭之內。
But in half an hour.
喺嗰棟橋嗰度就踩死咗500人。
They stabbed the people, and 500 people died.
所以當時呢個係一個好震撼嘅事情。
It was a very serious thing.
所以好感謝主，神就係保守咗我屋企人，我嘅同工。免去了他们的惊吓，也免去了他们的死亡。
And thank God that God protected my family and to protect them from the scare and the death.
我亦都有一个姊妹，她都已经在个钻石岛嗰度噶啦。
And one of my sisters also in the on the island at that time.
咁佢亦都系已经系同人哋逼上嗰座桥。
And she was at the bridge also.
但係有個聲音同佢講，有個感動同佢講，就係話你又瘦，你又身體唔好，你做咩要同人哋逼啊？
So that it says that you're thin and your body is not good. Why do you want to go with the crowd?
咁佢就退翻出嚟。
So she came back out.
所以當佢退翻出嚟嘅時候
，So after she came back down，
佢就睇到啲人不斷嘅向前湧。
She saw that the crowd is pushing forward.
所以過咗冇幾耐
，So a few moments after，
嗰度就係發生咗踩死人啦。
And people step on each other.
所以亦都係有另外一個嘅教會嘅姊妹。
So another sister in church，
佢已經係喺個橋嗰度啦。
She's also she's on the bridge.
亦都俾人哋推冧咗啦。
And she was pushed over. And she fell down.
佢亦都暈咗啦。
And she's fainted.
但係嗰旁邊嘅一個白衣婆
，and there's an elderly woman
beside her，
and she saw that
不斷嘅扯佢啲頭髮
，she pulled her hair，
佢終於就將佢扯醒
，and she awaked。
然後佢真係呢個嘅姊妹，佢係踩著死人嘅屍體嚟到去行出去
，and she stepped over bodies to walk out。
所以親愛嘅弟兄姊妹
，so dear brothers and sisters，
我哋與主同工嘅人
，when we work with God，
隨時隨地都有經歷神嘅作為
，we experience God every time。
嚇，我哋點解啊？神啊，佢有神迹奇事随住我哋。
God has signs and miracles following us.
神迹奇事唔系逻辑可以解释嘅。
Signs and miracles are not logically explained.
唔系理性可以解释嘅。
We can't explain it logically.
我哋亦都唔系去追神迹奇事。
And we are not pursuing signs.
而系神迹奇事随住我哋。
But it's the signs that accompany us.
到有人讲加拿大呢个嘅地方系冇咩神迹奇事。
Some people say that Canada wouldn't have any miracles.
神迹奇事可能只系喺柬埔寨呢個嘅地方
，miracles may happen in Cambodia，
其實係唔啱嘅
，but this is not right。
因為神作工，佢喺任何一個地方，佢都會去作工。
But God can work in any place。
但係馬太福音13:58
，In Matthew chapter 13，
呢節嘅經文俾我一個好大嘅提醒。
This verse has a lot of reminder for us。
就係話神佢唔會再行神蹟奇事。
It's why God doesn't do any more miracles。
多行神蹟奇事。
Not do more miracles。
就係因為人嘅不信。
It's because people don't have faith。
馬太福音13:58。
Matthew chapter 13:58。
呢個講耶穌喺佢嘅家鄉裏邊傳道。
This is talking about Jesus preaching in his hometown。
但係佢哋喺當時嘅呢一個嘅耶穌嘅嗰個嘅故鄉裏邊，佢哋係因為唔信耶穌所講嘅。
But in the hometown of Jesus, they don't believe in Jesus。
呢度講俾我哋。
This says here,
耶稣因为他们的不信，就在那里不多行异能了。
And Jesus did not do many miracles there because of the lack of faith.
弟兄姊妹有冇睇到？
Do you see that?
呢句经文有冇俾我哋提醒？
Do you be reminded by this verse?
即系我哋要与主同工，我哋与主同行。
We need to work with God and need to walk with God.
神迹奇事每一日都跟住我哋。
So the miracles will accompany us.
系每一日我哋经历唔同嘅难处，我哋嘅需要都睇到神佢嘅奇妙嘅作为。
Every day when we experience hardship and difficulties, we see that God's work with us.
我今次喺加拿大。
This time when I'm in Canada,
亦都经历咗一个好大嘅一个嘅，可以讲系神嘅作为。
I also experienced a big thing by God.
我喺多伦多住喺一个姊妹屋企。
I was living with a sister's home in Toronto.
当我见到佢嘅时候
，when I saw her,
我唔敢望，我觉得佢只眼系有问题。
I know that her eyes have some problems.
因为我望佢对眼，我觉得佢对眼有嗰个嘅好凶啊，好凶恶嗰种。
Her eyes looks angry. I don't know.
系好同埋好多嘅压力。
She has lots of stress.
我就同佢讲。
And I said to her.
我话姊妹。
Sister.
我唔知道你发生咩事。
I don't know what happened to you.
我亦都唔知道有咩问题。
I don't know what problem you have.
但系我知道。
But I know.
你系有问题。
That you have some problem.
但我亦都唔知道我点样帮助你。
But I don't know how to help you either.
我只有系祈祷。
I can only pray for you.
所以我不断嘅。祈祷就系神啊！我唔知道点样帮呢个嘅姊妹。
So I keep praying to God. I don't know how to help the sister.
而当我住入呢个嘅，当我住喺嗰度第三日。
So on the third day that I lived in that house.
我同呢个姊妹分享嘅时候。
I share with the sister.
佢忽然之间藉着呢个嘅分享，圣灵提醒佢一个好重要嘅事情。
And the Holy Spirit reminded her something.
原来佢一直被一件嘅嘢捆绑，冇被释放。
and she was bound by one
thing. 所以佢裡面有好多嘅憤怒。
She wasn't released, and she has lots of anger and bitterness.
佢有好多嘅嫉妒。
And jealousy.
佢甚至乎對神唔滿意。
And she's not satisfied with God.
甚至乎去挑戰神。
And challenge God.
當我同佢分享嘅時候。
When I share with her.
為佢祈禱嘅時候。
When I pray with her.
佢忽然之間覺得佢個肚啊喐啊。
And she felt that her belly is moving.
咁個肚喐有咩特別咧？
So what's so important? What's
原來咧，佢喺中國嘅時候。
So when she was in China.
去拜嗰個乜嘢啊？哎呀，好多人去拜嘅法輪功，係去拜嗰個法輪功。
So she was in when she was in China with her mother, she was worshiping some Falun Gong.
咁你嗰個嘅法輪功咧，原來就係你信嗰個法輪功咧，佢係同你做一啲嘅儀式咧，係將嗰個嘅法輪咧放入嗰個肚裏邊嘅。
So when you believe in Falun Gong, they put a wheel in your stomach.
當然唔係話睇，唔係一個摸得見嘅輪啦，
not a physical wheel.
嗰個靈裏邊嘅嗰個邪靈裏邊嘅一個嘅輪咧，係藉著佢哋嘅做嘅一啲嘅儀式啊，嚟到將呢個輪咧係放入嗰個嘅肚裏邊。
But a spiritual wheel that they do some ceremony to put it in your stomach.
咁呢個嘅姊妹咧，喺佢未信主嗰陣時咧，佢亦都接受咗啊呢一個嘅輪。
So before this sister believed in Christ, she also accepted that this wheel.
當佢信咗主之後，佢一直冇去處理呢件事情。
And after she believed in Jesus, she
didn't. 所以佢裏邊有好多被捆綁，佢裏邊有好多唔釋放嘅嘢。
She didn't manage this, so there are a lot of things bounding her inside and not released.
但我感謝主，嗰日我同佢祈禱分享嘅時候。
So that day when I share and pray with her.
我奉耶穌基督嘅名嚟到去斬斷呢一個嘅法輪功嘅咒詛。
So I said that by Jesus' name, I cut the bond that this Falun Gong is with her.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我哋可以奉耶穌基督嘅名嚟到去斬斷喺我哋家庭裏邊嘅咒詛。
We can cut the anything that's with our family.
可以去斬斷喺我哋生命裏邊嘅種種嘅嗰啲嘅罪惡嘅行為也好，咒詛也好。
We can cut our sins in our lives.
嗰個嘅姊妹係佢當場就得到咗釋放。
That sister was released at that moment.
裏邊係被神嘅愛、被神嘅平安嚟到去充滿。
She's filled with God's love and God's peace.
所以親愛嘅弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我哋知道傳福音，
We know that spreading the gospel
係神俾我哋每一個信佢嘅人嘅一個使命。
It's a task given to us, to everyone.
我哋每一個人都有呢個嘅責任。
So every one of us has this responsibility.
當我哋順服神嘅命令，
So when we submit to God's command,
當我哋活喺福音嘅裏邊嘅時候，
When we live in the gospel,
神佢嘅作為係跟住我哋。
And God's work is following us.
而同詩篇23篇，
Like Psalm chapter 23,
神嘅恩惠同埋慈愛係隨住我哋。
God's grace and blessings are following us.
我哋只要忠心於神所俾我哋嘅托付。
We just need to be faithful to the God's command.
我哋雖然唔可以去到工場，
We may not be able to physically go to the mission field.
為著宣教士嚟到去禱告，
But we can pray for the missionaries.
我哋可以為著工場嚟到禱告，
We can pray for the field.
我哋可以為著我哋家人禱告，
We can pray for our families.
為著教會禱告，
We can pray for the church.
我哋可以同宣教士同所有嘅教會嘅牧者同工一齊嘅嚟到去承擔呢個福音嘅使命。
We can share the responsibility with the pastors and the missionaries.
願神大大嘅賜福你哋。
Bless you guys.
多謝。
Thank you.